I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today is the 78th anniversary of the city of College Station. We spoke with Mike New, the city's external relations manager, to learn more about the city's history.
So October 19, 1938, that was the day that the citizens of the College Station area voted to incorporate the city. And I think the vote was 217 to 39 in favor. I hope we get a better turnout this year. But at that time, you know, College Station wasn't an official city. It was just sort of a collection of residential houses and some retail and business surrounding the university campus. Sometime later, in February of 1939, the first city council convened its first meeting, and the city began operating city business and began city services. So it took a couple of months, but they got going.
People talk about how much the city has grown just in the last 8 years, let alone 78. And so, you know, what does it mean to the city of College Station to be celebrating this anniversary?
At the time College Station was incorporated, 38-39, the city's population was around 2,000. Today we're over 109,000. That's an incredible leap. College Station has grown immensely and really grown into its own around Texas A&M campus. Now, we follow the growth of Texas A&M over the years, but we really have a tradition of our own as a city, and we've made great strides over the last few years to collect the history of College Station, to identify the folks that have lived here for a long time, that understand the culture, that know the culture of this community, and the city has made great efforts to preserve that history. We have an online library database where we capture and archive documents and images. We have an ongoing luncheon where we provide lectures from historians on campus to amateur historians in the community to tell stories about College Station. And we continue to preserve those stories with our efforts at the city. So we really are excited about every year College Station continues to grow about telling new people about the College Station story.
And one thing that comes to mind when people think of College Station, of course, they automatically think of Texas A&M University, but it's important to the city to really have its own identity. Obviously, we love Texas A&M, and that is kind of what keeps this city moving, or it's a big part of it. But the city has its own identity away from the university as well.
You know, in a lot of ways, College Station is always going to be inseparable from Texas A&M University. But the city has made great strides in making sure to improve our quality of life for the residents that live here. We have over 53 parks. That's an incredible number for a community of our size. And as we continue to grow, that quality of life aspect is something that College Station takes great pride in. We want to continue that effort. And the identity of our community, always tied to Texas A&M, but we're growing into our own. We're seeking out new business, and we are diversifying every day.
And, Mike, you mentioned that online historical database. Where can people find that online?
Yes, I did want to mention that. We have an online historical archive. It's hold.cstx.gov, H-O-L-D, and we call it Project Hold. It's our area, our official archive for the city that hosts a number of images and documents that we've collected over the years. And we continue to add to that collection every day, and people bring us documents and images, and we encourage folks to tell stories and find ways for us to preserve some of the history that a lot of us just sort of know, and the longtime residents just sort of know in town. But I will tell you that we have a very active historic preservation committee. We've got 4 appointments coming up that people are welcome to apply for now. That deadline is December 2nd. And if anyone is interested in learning more about College Station's history and supporting the efforts of our preservation committee, they apply markers and they bring in artifacts, and they're the ones that go out and find these stories that we want to keep in our archive. If anyone's interested in that, please go to our website at cstx.gov/committees and apply today. We have a number of openings, and we'd love to have people apply to it.
Okay, great. Mike, anything else you'd like to add today on College Station's 78th anniversary before I let you go?
I just want to say I personally love College Station. I love this community. I wish it a happy birthday, And I hope everyone learns a little bit about College Station's history today.
Thanks again to Mike New for visiting with us today on the 78th anniversary of the city of College Station. Happy birthday, College Station, from everyone at News Talk 1620 WTAW.